Hey, Steve, you're on with Dave and Stacy.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey, Stud.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're hanging in there. Hey, we got a lot to talk about what's happening in your world. So thanks for bringing a full plate to the radio.
Well, you guys, thanks for having me.
No kidding. So absolutely. First of all, hey, Stone Cold, Stace.
Yo.
This guy, I mean, first of all, picture Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Legendary.
Yes, exactly. Can you give us, like, one of your lines in the Expendables in the movie? Because, you know, all of them were one of those ones where you've got to talk like this.
I didn't have too many lines in the Expendables. I think I was almost a deaf mute.
I'm trying to imagine that. You? No way.
No.
Yeah.
I was a strong, silent type.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, women like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And I'll tell you what, it looks like Hollywood just has you on speed dial. Is that what it feels like lately?
Well, I don't know. We've got the Broken Skull Challenge going real well. It's doing really well in the ratings. I had a lot of fun making this. And, I stay busy doing all the things that I do. And I do a podcast twice a week. That's been very successful. I have a lot of fun doing that, talking to different people from my walk of life and UFC guys and some actors and stuff. So I'm staying busy, about as busy as I wanted to be, and then I go back and forth to Texas to take care of things at the ranch.
Yeah, there you go, because we talked to you about that last time that we chatted about you and the ranch and everything like that. And so talk a little bit about Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge for anybody who doesn't know what it's all about.
Well, I'll tell you what, I came up with the concept of this idea while I was hosting another show for CMT, which is competition-based, but you're voted off the island by, you know, that process, a voting process. I wanted something where performance talks and BS walks. So, through my, you know, whole background growing up before I got into pro wrestling, a very competitive football player, baseball player, track and field. And so I like competition. So I wanted to do a show for television that was purely competition-driven, where if you win, you stick around. If you lose, you leave my ranch. And at the end of the day, when I bring 8 athletes to my ranch, 7 will go home, 1 will come back the next day to face my Skullbuster. Now, the Skullbuster is a half-mile obstacle course with 10 obstacles. And if you can beat that course, I'll give you $10,000. If someone has beat it before you, if you beat their time, you get the $10,000, and you are my returning champion. So it's a very simple concept to understand. You can jump in on the middle of the season and understand what's going on. And this is head-to-head competition. A lot of people compare the show to American Ninja Warrior, and you couldn't be any further from that show than this one, because this is people doing battle with each other to take on the course. So it's a whole different element and dynamic, and it's very, very simple and very, very brutal.
Where do you find these people to compete?
We put out the casting call, and it's put the word on the street, basically, and to all of the hardcore bodybuilding gyms, CrossFit gyms, the Spartan Race people, the Tough Mudders, people that just, we had some log rolling, a gal who was a log rolling champion, lumberjack champion, and so anybody with any kind of athletic skill that is game and competitive, that's how we find them, and they come out to the ranch. And I'm hoping now that the show has been such a success on CMT that more people will come out of the woodwork and come down to the Broken Skull Ranch and show what they got.
Steve, has anybody ever shown up and you went, there's just no way you're going to be able to do this?
There was a couple of people that were sleepers out there, and you learn real quick, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Because some of these people who kind of just had an unassuming quality and were kind of a little bit quiet, and once the competition started, they started kicking ass. So that's one thing I learned out there at the Broken Skull Challenge. Don't judge a book by its cover, and sometimes dynamite does indeed come in small packages. So there's been some sleepers who have really kicked ass, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh,
you got it. Absolutely.
That's cool. Very cool. Steve, hey, listen, all the best with this. And, man, this sounds like very, very cool stuff here. It's like the rock and roll version on television of Steve Austin. Broken Skull Challenge, and you see it. It's Sunday nights on CMT. You're the man. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.